Okay. We're talking about Simin Yud Beis, Hachana for Yomte, Hachana for davening, and Makom Aroy L'Spalo. Sipe. Torah Chlivetz is Yadav. I probably said this last year too. Torah Chlivetz is Yadav B'mayim Ad HaPerek. Kaidem B'Tfila. This is
Didn't you
Mamash
study everything
HaLacha.
last year?
What do you mean?
It's the same Kiddush
No, but sometimes you got to emphasize things, right?
Shacharach.
This is
Okay. I actually looked back in the past year to see if you said something the same. I couldn't find it.
No? Okay, well, I'm saying
Again,
something that's.
that you said last
This
year
is
and.
not a. Oh, you checked? Okay, but anyways, this is a major halakha that people don't do. You need to wash your hands before you daven. That's the halakha. You got to even travel.
You said this about 50 times. I heard you say it 50 times in the last
Yes,
year.
but the people are just not aware of it. I mean, straight. One guy this week actually was trying to tell me that Ma'ariv you don't have to because it's a reshus. I don't know where he was coming from. Right? Anyway, so you have to wash your hands before you daven. Even if you wash hands in the morning, if your hands touch something dirty. And the places that are hidden from in the parts of the body that are hidden, so they have sweat and all that grime. Or he didn't wash them in the morning up until the Did I blank out?
No.
I don't know what sometimes when a call comes in, it blanks out. Okay. Anyways, oh, basically, if your hands get dirty, then you have to wash your hands. And if you don't have water, which happened to me today, I stopped in a shul in Lakewood. I don't understand. I walked in the entrance. There's no sink. There's no sink outside the besmeidish to wash your hands. Dominic, I had no idea. I never saw that.
Hey,
Right,
Lakewood
Bimane?
man, Lakewood man.
I don't know. It's like a house, a shul, like a house shul. So maybe that's what it was. I don't know. But if you don't have water, you have to lafzer in the left of the front of Arba Milim. If you're traveling, you have to travel 72 minutes. Right? Or you have to go out of your way a mil, which is 18 minutes. Which is exactly what happened to me today. If you're scared, so then you have to. You're gonna miss matzila. Then you wipe your hands on a pebble or dirt, right? Or on anything that'll clean it, right? From a spalo, then you daven. Right? You wash your hands, with for cleanliness. You wash your hands if possible. And if not, with cleanliness, with anything. So you rub your hands on your shirt or on the shirt is best. If not the shirt, then on something rough that's wood. And let's say you wash your hands properly in the morning. And you do a lunch in the other base of Dover. Like that's most of us, right? You get dressed in the morning and you wash your hands and then you go to shul and you don't know, you're not conscious. If your hands touch anything dirty, the Kalmokam Kiman should see have died to Bentayim. Since you have a Masih of Das, Rafilu Lamed Bentayim, even if you learn, only Damkin Abi has of Das, it's also a Das, it's sort of Damkin Lerof and Bamayim, it's sort of Tila, and you have to wash them in water, it's sort of Tila. Achaze, ain't it sort of Lafsar Achar Amayim Dapka, but for this, you don't have to look for water, Shem Ein Lamayim is the money, because if you don't have water right then and there, and if you're going to go look for water, you're going to push off a little bit of tzibur, so lo yasser aleihem, then don't look for water. Ela manaka yadol b'chol midi demanki. Just clean your hands with anything. Mispalo and don't need to die with the tzibur. But this is only if you know that you washed your hands in the morning. All right, so you wash your hands in the morning, and then you didn't know if it got dirty. But if it got dirty, then you have to go chasing water. Yishtadol yisamitz mispalo lematzibur. You have to be mishtadol, and you have to try to dive with the tzibur. Now that lesson sounds like that you should try the diamond, then I think you tie it too. Right? But Ramesh Feinstein says that it's a fear. Now, it doesn't mean you shtadl. It means that it's required. It's still a need to the seal of Hashem is its own. Amos a es rotzim, the shosha tzibu mispalel. And when is it an es rotzim? When the tzibu davens. Uksib koyam Hashem be es rotzim on yisika. Ben HaKadosh Baruch Hu moyes p'tilosim shel rabim. And Hashem is not disgusted by p'tilosim shel rabim. So if you're not sure, if you have the ability to concentrate normally, then you should daven normally, then you should most definitely daven with a minyan. Even if there are people that do something wrong, it's not going to be discussed by the rabbi. Fine. Somebody is going in the way, and he got to a place that he wants to flee. If up to 4 mil, which we said is 72 minutes, if he found a place, if he could find a place for daven, and you call over Shama Ba'yoin, so let you start with the left of the Lila, if he's able to get there when it's still day, so that he doesn't need to go out alone at night. Start up Layla of Abba Milan, the funnel. He has to go 4 mil in front of him, today she is Spala Batsiva in order to down Batsiva. Well, after of Tarak Lasa Mil, today the Spala Batsiva, and from behind, he needs to go back a mil in order to down Batsiva. Because we can't show Yale, be Makam Shem, the Spala and Shem Batsiva, and Yahalava, Limpa, Special, be Oidiyam. And it's Kosha came. That he shouldn't go from a place that he downs on a tzibur if he's able to get to there while it's still day. So, of course, you have the big question, which is, are you allowed to put yourself in a situation that you can't out with a minyan? Meaning, you have to travel to get to a minyan. But if it's more than 72 minutes, then you don't have to travel, right? So, So can you put yourself in at night? Let's say you take a plane to somewhere in the middle of nowhere, and now in the morning you're not going to have a fear because you're more than you might be ready davened. So in the morning you're not going to have any fear to daven because it was a minyan because you're so far away. But you put yourself in that situation, so that is not a simple etzah. But if you have a good reason to, then the person can say you can do it. That. Mitzvah gadol l'lispalo b'esek necessary b'esek enes. It's a big mitzvah to daven in a shul. Shem b'karnos m'kadoshim, their holy places. Afilo in the v'vam v'spapen. Even if sometimes it's mevatel, she'en shem minyan, there's no minyan. If I'm welcome, mitzvah l'lispalo shem gam b'yechidus, it's a mitzvah to daven there even b'yechidus, even shem b'karnos m'kadoshis, since they're holy places. By Corona, when all the shuls were closed, at the beginning, I used to go daven b'yechidus in Yishifarat or b'smeres. And then it was just too cold, so I stopped doing that. But Bishul Darka learned about the Medrus, and somebody who's better to learn about the Medrus, he spelled Gans Pain Shalom about Sala. You should dive in there with 10. Afal Pishiesh Beiro, he got based on Knesset, even though they're in this city, he's also based on Knesset. So I will meet you, aim Darka learned about the Medrus. If somebody who doesn't have, is not the Derek to learn about the Medrus, he spelled about the Knesset, Shiesh Ba Roiv Om. You dive in there with the Knesset that has Roiv Om, over Roiv Om, Hadras and Elam. In Yeshbiyudo, stay up there to see us. And if there's in the city, two shuls. Go to the further one, Shiyula Sfar Psius, that you have the scar for walking. You know anybody that keeps this halacha? I mean, go to the further shul, especially nowadays, where every block has a shul. Look, it sounds like it's against the halacha. You should go as far away from your shul as you can. And then you don't need to go to the gym either if you do this. You should go early to Besaresh. You should be from the first 10. Shafilo Meya Boyam Akram, Noito Sar Kenegat Kulam. Even if 100 come, he gets the scar for all of them. There's a thing around town that some guys try to go to different minyanim and Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur that start at different times. They try and be the first 10. And then once the minyan gets there, they go to the next shul. I don't know if that's the proper thing to do or not. I don't understand as a whole. Rafa Komi Shahilah Ashafras of Aris of its Knesset of the Besmedish Mizman Haroy.
Hashem doesn't know what you're doing?
I have no idea.
I'm saying, were you trying to play games on with Hashem?
Maybe. I don't know. Why not? I mean, try, but I think learning is better. But hey, each their own. So Komi Shahilah Ashafras of Aris of its Knesset of the Besmedish Mizman Haroy. So anybody that goes to the Shachris and Arvitz the Shul, Or the Beis Medrash when he's supposed to, v'safar shom keroy, and he stays there proper no amount of time. If not, jump the kedusha keroy, and he has kedusha there keroy. Zaykal arifas yomim, he's going to get arifas yomim. Meaning, don't run out of shuls. Kipsiv ashrei adam shemei lishpet al talsesa yom yom lishma v'zusas p'safa. Meaning, he's there. He's like watching the shul.
Maybe they're going to another minion.
What? That's why they're running out.
To go to another
okay, school. Good. But once you finish, so hang out and chill, right? What are we going to today? Yud Aleph now, Naftali?
Yeah, it was stopping the recording after Yud Aleph and starting it again at Yud Beis.
Fine. Good. Yeshleid Adam Lukfay LaBeis HaKnesses LaBeis HaMeresh Yispal Shem BeKviyas. Everybody should have a set shul. This is unfortunately a big problem. But many of you just don't have a set shul. And within, meaning you should have a set shul.
Sorry,
stop
show,
after
Yud Aleph is the next recording. I'm sorry.
Okay. Yeshadon Lukvay LaBeis HaKnesses LaBeis HaMeresh Yispal Shem BeKviyas. You should have a shul that you daven in constantly in the same place. And within the shul, you should have a makom miyuchad. Anything that's in the four amas is considered one makom. And it's better if you have a place next to the wall. You should not stand or sit next to a Russia. And even when you daven at home, you should have a set place at home where they're not going to mess you up. The kids, you know, with the concentration, sort of like what's going on here where I'm trying to learn. Yes. Okay. So we'll stop over there.